This is Onel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onel Radio News Update at 8, I'm Olive Summers. The National Elections Commission has certificated President-elect George Weah and Vice President-elect Chura Howard Taylor as winners of the 2017 presidential election. The commission also certificated 66 representatives-elect in the 2017 representative election as the remaining seven are undergoing some legal issues. The certification ceremony was held at the headquarters of the National Elections Commission in Sinka. Speaking at the certification program, President-elect George Weah assured the Liberian people that the confidence reposed in him will be upheld. President-elect Weah said the campaign period is over and urged all Liberians to work collectively for the development of the country.
Today, you have put me and the Governing Council in a leadership. I want to say to you, Liberians, what you have done is your trust. It's not for us. It's not for my friends. It's for the Liberian people. Our quest is for all Liberians to work together to move our country forward. People fail because those that are in positions fail, not the leader. I don't want to change. I want to be me and make the right decision for you.
President-elect George Weah. Also speaking at the certification program, the Special Representative of the Secretary General, Farid Zarif, praised the Liberian people for defying all odds and by performing a miracle when it was expected that Liberians were to return to the dark days. SRSG Zarif assured that the United Nations will stand with the Liberian people regardless of their drawdown or departure of UNMIL. The SRSG said he is confident that Liberians can work together to make their country a great one. The Election Coordinating Committee has called for reconsideration of legal provisions that empower the National Elections Commission to adjudicate electoral disputes. The head of the ECC, Oscar Blow, told UNMIL Radio that lessons learned from the just-ended general elections in the country render this idea unacceptable to the best practices in electioneering. He called on stakeholders to now begin a process leading to the eventual amendment of those legal provisions in a bid to possibly establish an independent electoral dispute resolution body. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Ethiopia's government has denied that all political prisoners will be freed, saying that only some imprisoned politicians will be pardoned. An aide to the prime minister said a mistranslation led to him being quoted as saying that all political prisoners would be freed to promote dialogue. The prime minister also said a detention center alleged they used as a torture chamber would be shut. Ethiopia has been hit by a wave of political unrest in recent years. Amnesty International welcomed the initial announcement, saying it could signal the end of an era of bloody repression in Ethiopia, although it warned that the closure of the Makilawi detention center should not be used to whitewash the horrifying events which took place under its roof. And at least 11 people have been killed in a suicide bombing targeting security forces in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Wahid Majru, a spokesperson for Afghan's Minister of Public Health, told Al Jazeera that at least 25 others were wounded in Thursday's attack, which happened in the Baner area of Kabul's PD9 district. Najab Danish, deputy spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry, told Anadolu Agency that police officers and civilians were among the victims. Ambulances rushed to the scene to transfer the wounded to hospitals from the area close to the U.S. Embassy and other foreign missions. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org. Facebook.com/UNMIL2003 or Twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Summers. Good morning.